Hi, this is Danielle. Hi, this is Danielle, and this week's topic is hedonism. On this show, we will be using the tools of Access Consciousness and the Clearing Statement. If you need more information on the Clearing Statement, please go to theclearingstatement.com. Hi, Lori, are you there?
Hi, Danielle, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, yay. Hi, how are you today?
I am wonderful. I just wrote out a bunch of processes while I was sitting here and waiting for the show to start.
Oh, good.
As we discussed last night, we're going to be talking about hedonism as a kindness and exploring the topic of hedonism and what that really truly means as opposed to what we've been sold in this reality that it means.
Yes. Oh, that's awesome. Well, do you want to jump right into it? Because it's something that when you said that, I was so shocked because hedonism has gotten such a bad rap in this reality or this world.
I agree. And I would like to first destroy and uncreate all of our projections, expectations, conclusions, decisions, and judgments of what hedonism has been sold to us as in this reality. And everything that brings up. Destroying and created all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And everywhere that you have limited and misappropriated hedonism and pleasure to sex, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And that's something I really want to jump into, is just how pleasure is not only sex. Like, you can find, like, I get pleasure from taking a bubble bath, sometimes from brushing my hair, petting my cat, cooking, going for a walk in the woods. And that's, going for a walk in the woods brings me to the topic of the earth and how much the earth would really like us. Like, we live here on this planet, and the earth gives to us every day, and how much the earth would truly like us to be able to live joyously, pleasurably, and hedonistically.
Wow. So every point of view that just blew out of the water.
Yes. And all of the charge that there is around that, because I'm tapping into future listeners, and that's going to bring up some judgment. So all that is, will you please, please, please destroy and uncreate all of it? Right and wrong,
good, bad,
and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond.
Well, do we have a definition? No, never mind. So hedonism, the energy of hedonism.
Do we want a definition for hedonism?
Well, I was starting to go there, but then I realized, well, we don't need a definition because then we'd just get right back into it. However, do you have a definition of more in depth about
the ethical theory? I don't get this. This is a weird definition, but it's the pursuit of pleasure, sensual self-indulgence, and then the ethical theory that pleasure, in the sense of the satisfaction of desires, is the highest good and proper aim of human life. Wow. And everywhere that has been judged as something that is wrong, because I just feel a ton of wrongness coming up around that, will we destroy and uncreate all of that and return it to sender with 10,000-fold consciousness?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
Whew,
that's a biggie.
Well, let's do it again, though.
Okay, so everywhere, I'm going to reread the definition. The pursuit of pleasure, sensual self-indulgence. The ethical theory that pleasure, in the sense of satisfaction of desires, is the highest good and proper aim of human life. And everywhere where I'm willing to have that, too, and all of the wrongnesses that have been projected on it, and return all of the wrongness on it to sender. Oh, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
Cool. And everywhere that's been bastardized and misapplied.
Yes.
And twisted into something that isn't for the highest good of all. Should we destroy and create that, please?
Yes.
good or bad, right or wrong, puck and pot, online church, boys and beyonds.
Wow, this is a big, there is so much energy on all of these processes. Oof.
So we would recommend,
I was just going to say,
if people listen to this in the future and you have no idea what we're talking about, replay this call and play with this energy. It's just would be such a contribution to our future to be willing to look at that. I would be so grateful if you were just willing and would replay it. It would be so awesome. Thank you.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
And really, like, what energy, space, and consciousness can you and your body be to live your hedonistic, joyous, pleasure-filled life for all eternity?
Wow.
And everything that doesn't allow that will you destroy and uncreate it all.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all mine, shorts, boys and beyond. Ooh, that's a nice energy.
So would you like to go back and do a couple more clearings on this? Or
yes,
repeat the clearing?
Yes, I have a couple more.
Okay.
Everywhere you have misappropriated living a pleasure-filled, hedonistic life as a longness and as something evil, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, online shorts, boys and beyond.
Can you do that again,
everywhere
please?
You have misappropriated living as a pleasure-filled, I can't even say it again. Everywhere you have misappropriated living a pleasure-filled as a wrongness, a badness, and as something evil, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Times a godzillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And everywhere you have denied yourself the kindness of hedonism and pleasure-filled living, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Wow.
I'm going to do that one more time. Everywhere you have denied yourself the kindness of hedonism and a pleasure-filled living, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Times a godzillion?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, online, shorts, boys and beyond. Holy moly, this is bringing up some big energies. And what's been, as I've been running the last two processes, what's been really coming into my head is how much, we deny ourselves the communion that hedonism can be. Communion with everything, the earth, nature, just nature, animals. There's a weird noise on your line.
I'm gonna unmute it.
Okay. All right. And just what we can. We're denying ourselves so much by denying ourselves pleasure. We're denying the world and the future and just all sorts of magic by denying ourselves this pursuit of pleasure. Oh, and everything that's bringing up, destroy and uncreate it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So where do we want to go from here?
Yes. Let's go into the earth. A little more of what the earth would be so, how we've cut ourselves off from any perspective that the earth would actually want us to be hedonistic. That's like speaking a foreign alien language that you got to be kidding. There's so much I'm about to fall over with that the earth would really want us to be hedonistic and would support us in that. Can we go in that direction?
Yes, definitely. So as we spoke of this last night, what kind of came up for me was just how hedonism has been made a wrongness by essentially the man. And all of those in this reality that are trying to control us. Whereas And it really made me think of like cultures that lived in communion with the earth and how much the like earth gifted to these people and how much communion they have with the earth and how pleasurable that was and how pleasurable their lives were. I mean, they didn't go to work. They did something to contribute to the community, and their lives were, you know, they didn't have that, ugh, I have to go to work kind of feeling, and just how much joy and pleasure they had in everything they did in their daily lives. And that was ripped away from them. And just that is what the earth wants us to live in, is that kind of communion with the earth and being in joy and being pleasureful and hedonistic every day, as opposed to the doldrum of whatever it is we've chosen
monotonous
to create our lives as.
Yeah. Monotonous.
And all of the energy that just brought up.
Yeah.
Destroy and uncreate all of it. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, short, void, and beyond.
Yeah. Yes. When I consider even our education, you look at our history books, they are so hell-bent on erasing any information even that there was a joy. When we look at the indigenous people, and if we go back into our own genetics, it's been so erased, so denied that there was any connection and joy in that experience of connecting with the earth, as in our forefathers coming to this land. All we ever hear about is what they went through, the hardships, and what the Indians were like, instead of any possibility of the incredible joy and the welcoming, and what if the land had asked people to be here so that it could contribute, and that the pioneers were far more supported, far more, could have been, did so much more, or that they were gifted so much more, and our history has erased that. It's just not willing, we're not willing to go into, wow, we, the earth is here to support us, and that no pioneer could have gotten across the plains or into the mountains without the support of the earth. And how much we cut that off, and how much suffering and lies and stories were told that created the suffering when it didn't have to be that way.
Yes, absolutely. And all of the lies and causal incarcerations and inculcations and causal incongruities that were trapped into the beliefs of the pioneers and those who came and essentially stole this country, will we destroy and uncreate all of that and return it to sender?
Yes.
Oof, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, short, boys and beyond.
And they would have stolen the hedonism of this country and the kindness of the land.
Yes. And everywhere we're unwilling to not accept, receive, everywhere we're unwilling to receive the kindness the planet is offering us, will we destroy and create all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. And everywhere we're unwilling to receive the contribution and the support and the love that the earth has for us, will we destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. Wow. Let's do that again. Everywhere we're unwilling to receive the contribution and the kindness and the love and the support of the planet, will we destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And everywhere we've been sold that to receive that is a wrongness and it makes us weak and that we have to work for everything we have. Will we destroy it and create all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, Tom and Talk, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
And that it's a suffering, and that we're separated. This whole reality is about separation and judgment.
Yes,
and
everything that is, destroy and uncreate all of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good
yes.
and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And everywhere we're trying to fit ourselves into the box of this reality where we can't accomplish anything without busting our asses, will we destroy and uncreate all of it?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. What else
would
is there?
Want to do a contribution to the past and the future, a energetic pulsing for people who are new, or something called a energetic synthesis. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, a communion.
Yeah, that's
and
yeah.
To pulse
that one.
And so I'm just wanting
Go
to
ahead.
Explain a little bit. It's just this
yeah.
energy. By us expanding and putting our massive intention or gathering energy from the universe and from this call and send it into the past of all the people who have been misaligned and have been perpetrated the lie on. So we send the energy to the past and into the future. So we're
yeah.
choosing to do that in this moment. So go ahead, Danielle.
1, 2, 3. And then a 1, 2, 3, 4 to change the future. 1, 2, 3, 4. Wow. Is there anything else you'd like to say on this topic, Lori?
No, I'm so sorry. Here, I'm muting myself. There's another call coming in. So I'll keep going.
Okay. Okay. What to say now? I'm so sorry. I've kind of fried myself
okay.
speaking on this topic.
Yep. Nope,
are you back?
I am again. Yeah, I'm back.
Okay.
I just anyway.
Okay.
Ruby here. This is we're getting a little spacey sounding to people, and we're pulling up so much energy, and so we're not falling asleep on you, and we're not becoming idiots. We're just expanding into the power of this whole subject and consciousness of this whole subject. So we want to give you a little more information that I'll give you more information that Danielle is actually tapping into the energy. And tapping into energy is another topic that we are given no education, no awareness, no information whatsoever that there's an energy behind everything. And we're energetic beings, and everything becomes solidified by our points of view, and we make them real. And so we're tapping into how much energy has made the wrong conclusion about this topic of hedonism and our connection to the earth. And so I'm just honoring this whole call in that it's opening up the energy and the new possibility and a reconnection to the earth and to a level of hedonism that has been totally shut down. And so it's all the unconsciousness. It's like we just cracked the door a little bit and all this energy is flooding through. It's been given a chance to come to the light of day and someone's actually talking about it. And so that's we're starting to get a little spaced in that whole possibility. So it's pretty cool.
Absolutely.
It's really cool.
And kind of what, like, I've been going through some of the notes I have on this, and another one, all of the religions we've used to separate ourselves from a hedonistic lifestyle. Will you destroy and uncreate all of that times a gazillion, please?
Yes. Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
It's like the shackling down of our whole existence. I get the energy of shackles.
I agree. And just how much religion is a shackling and a control, and all of the control we've accepted from all of the religions we've ever been in across all lifetimes, and where that has separated us from our pleasure, our joy, our hedonism. Destroy and uncreate all of that.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, online, shorts, boys and beyond. And I keep looking at my notes for today, and it keeps bringing me back to what hedonism as kindness, just the level of kindness you are to yourself when you allow yourself to be pleasured, and the amount of receiving, and just how much kindness there is in actually receiving someone or something, and the space and joy that can create in your life. And I mean, kindness and receiving from this wonderful, beautiful planet we live on. And
yes.
Wow, that's just blowing my mind. And everything that doesn't allow us to receive that and to be the contribution of kindness, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and talk, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. Wow, this call has gone to places I really was not expecting. That's really how it always goes.
I was just thinking, well, if someone happens upon this, I hope it's not your very first. Well, if it's your first time and you found this call, you are awesome. And if your mind is whirling, you have no idea what we're talking about, then we're right on track.
Amen. And I would like to go into, Lori is a practitioner of Access Consciousness, as am I. Lori can be found at living-in-magic.com. And she's located in Denver, Colorado. And we can both do sessions over the phone. There are some energetic processes we are able to do that are better done in person, but sometimes can be done across spaces. I can't think of the word right now.
Yes. We can facilitate. We can read the energies even though we're not in front of you. And
yes.
If any of this rings about the hedonism, we can definitely continue in this vein. And Danielle can be found at Danielle with two L's, E, Claudia, Bear, BEARRE.com. And plus, we did get our, Facebook page up. The Carousel of Consciousness is live. You can find us there. We'll have our numbers and the links to our websites will be on Carousel of Consciousness. We'd love for you to make any comments, or if you'd like us, there would be any subjects you'd like us to speak of in the future, contact us through Carousel of Consciousness on Facebook.
Yes.
Is there any other?
Yep, facebook.com/Carousel of Consciousness.
Thank you. Yeah, and we're really excited.
Go over there and like us.
Yeah. Come like us, and we have a couple other calls, and we're going to add some extra calls that will give you more information, and we are just playing. Oh, what do you think we should do our next topic on? Has anything popped for our next one?
We were talking about the X-Men children on our next topic.
Yes.
And the capacities that some children are coming into this planet with, and like how to assist them through those capacities that we're really not an understanding of at the moment, and how potent these children really are, and like talking about just how to deal with them, how to assist them. I don't want to say keeping them off medications, but exploring other venues for treatment with them. And then
we were also
talking about doing a bonus call. Our show is supposed to be every 2 weeks, but we were going to do a bonus call next week talking about some of being done on the bars and also how that can help with the X-Men children.
Yes.
And X-Men children are children who, like, have OCD, ADD, ADHD, autism, and other...
Asperger's.
Yes. and those capacities, and really, like, what those capacities can mean in this reality.
Yes. Yes, and what... how this reality is seeing them, and we want to just open the door again, a little crack in a new possibility of what's really going on with these kids and how they could be contributed to, how we could perhaps give you one tool might make it easier for your parenting or interaction with these children. And I'm really excited to explore this topic because it's been pinging me, it's been getting my attention. I've been sort of very curious as to what's going on with these kids. And never being a parent, I would never suggest that going into parenthood, but more what could make life just a little bit easier for the parents with the task of raising autistic children, and how it might not be a task, but it might be this incredible opportunity to create something totally new. What do they know about hedonism? Well, just by asking that question, what do they know of the energy of the connection with the earth that no one has even considered what their skills and their brilliance might be with a connection to the earth on a level that's been so shut off from us, and that they now might have those abilities to open that floodgate for all of us, and then it might change things. It might not be just horrific for the earth. What if one autistic child could open the gate and change everything? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's
pretty cool thought.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And
so that's what we're going to tackle next. Well, how much time do we have left, Danielle? 2 minutes.
Yes. I just got the 90-second mark that we're almost done with this show.
Okay.
So what contribution can we be to the X-Men of this reality on our next show? Mm-hmm. And everything that doesn't allow that, destroy and uncreate it all. And I would like to thank everyone for listening to this recording. Please come find us at facebook.com/carouselofconsciousness. Anything you'd like to add, Lori?
No, thank you very much. And I am just honored to be part of this. And how cool is this? And I'm
this, this is awesome. I can't believe where we went today.
I'm going to replay this myself and see what happens.
Yeah, I know.
That's awesome. Great. Thank you so much, Danielle. And I'm so grateful for
you
in my life and your friendship. And thank you, everyone. Talk to you later. Okay. Bye.
Bye.